On Saturday, following scenes of clashes in downtown Charlottesville between alt-right protesters and counter-protesters, the downtown mall had become quiet again. People were walking in the streets, a guitar player sang folk songs as police officers passed by formed in a line. Two trumpet players were lifting up the mood, and even people dressed up as clowns, holding up signs reading Shame and Welcome Fool Convention. In the downtown area, it was only mainly counter-protesters demonstrating now. Then, people heard the loud noise of something hitting a speed bump and tires screeching on the road. Before long, people realized the car was intentionally driving into the counter-protesters' crowd gathered in 4th Street, in the narrow stretch between East Main Street and Water Street East. The car appeared out of nowhere at about 40 miles per hour, in a street where cars usually go at 5 miles per hour. It got stopped when it hit two cars in 4th Street, and it then reversed back up the street, still at full speed.
It's more than that! They saw the car right come down and went across, let the car come down there!
You saw the car when it backed up, man.
I saw it backed up.
It came across here, man.
They shouldn't even let him down here!
After about 10 minutes, the first signs of help arrived on the scene. A state police military van and car, and ambulances on Water Street. Michael Nigro, a photographer from Brooklyn, New York, for SIPA USA, was also a witness.
I saw the car come by, take the body of my camera off my phone and hit me, and then plowed into the protesters and ran over protesters, smashed into two cars at the base of the hill, reversed it, and then ran over people again coming backwards. The amount of force that was up there that could have caught that guy, watch for that. And it took the police and the medics to get here forever, but the street medics were performing CPR immediately.
One person was killed in this attack, a 32-year-old woman. According to the Associated Press, 19 people were injured. The driver was taken into custody, and Police Chief Al Thomas declared they treated the case as a criminal homicide investigation. Michael Nigro was critical of the alt-right, but also of the police.
You had today the alt-right that came armed to the teeth with their AR-15s, with their sidearms, with metal poles, with baseball bats, with tear gas and pepper spray. The police let that happen. They let that go on. And when you were over at the park where the statue is, and to watch the police give way to let people attack each other was one of the more bizarre things I've ever seen in a protest. And I've been covering protests for years. They would come in and then give quarter. It was bizarre. Well, this happened about an hour prior to this terrorist attack.
After last month's KKK protest, several citizens had already come forward to complain to the city council about the police's handling of the event. For WMRA News, I am Marguerite Gallerini.